Badger, this is Tim.
Hi Tim, this is Anushree from Badger Oracle Support.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I am in front of my computer now.
Yeah, sure. Can I connect to your computer, please?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me a minute. Okay, yeah, I can see the job screen.
Okay.
Yeah, so could you show me what is the issue you are facing?
The issue I'm facing is, see these two jobs right here? I've got others that I have that I can't see. Those are actually older jobs, okay?
Okay, so are you looking for a particular area? I can set the filter to see all the jobs for that area. Like which
Well,
is
that's not.
your, yeah, which is your cost center? I can just we can just filter with that and you would be able to see all the jobs in that area.
Okay, that'll be great.
Yeah. So which would be your area?
Bayfield.
So these are all your jobs in that area. Let me. So there are additional filters which are available here. Okay. So account is if you want to filter with a specific customer, then you can filter with all of these, like created by or creation date after a specific date or a dig ticket, First Nation. All of these are different fields which are available for you to filter the values. So I'll just,
So, okay, sorry, and I may be jumping ahead, but like that first one, F&M Construction, I want to add a one call PDF to it.
Okay,
How do I do
we,
that?
yeah, we'll go there. So let me, just save this filter so that the next time you come, it will run automatically for you. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So now onwards, when you come here, all these jobs are going to load automatically for you. And then we'll go to the attachment one. So sales and then jobs. Okay. So that is done. Now, yeah. Should I open up this job? So, Tim, are you there?
Excuse me?
Yeah, so what is the other thing you are looking for to add an
Okay, so
attachment?
see where it says attachments, none? I would like to add a PDF file of a one call that I did. A call before you dig, one call. And I can add it to that job internally if we can add it.
Okay. So, yeah, so any attachments you want to do on the job, you can just click on here, add attachment, And
Okay.
then it would ask you to choose the file from here.
Okay, that's pretty standard. Yeah, so there's nothing there yet because it was a little too early and I couldn't load it up yet, but I understand.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not sure whether they do attachments at the job level. Usually we have attachments at each of the ticket level.
Oh, at tickets, okay.
Yeah. So the signed copy of the ticket, right, from the customer, and if there are any additional documents, you can add it here. At the job level, we normally don't do that, but at the ticket level, yeah, once you approve it, if there is already, if it is signed by the customer, the attachment will get generated automatically, or else the non-signed copy, if you want to send it to the customer, get it signed, and then you can come back and attach it here. Yeah, this is
Okay.
where all the work-related attachments will be there. Okay.
Okay,
Anything
now
else? Yeah.
I need to learn how to make a ticket.
Okay. So what you have to do is you have to go back to your job screen where you can see all the jobs, right? And then pick the job where you want to make the ticket. So for example, if you want to make the ticket in this job, go there and go in the summary screen. And then there are two fields. One is duration of days and the other one is number of trucks. So you are going to give here the values. So if you give 1 and 1 here, and then you have to save and then hit this create tickets. So
Oh,
that,
okay.
yeah, that would create one ticket for you. But if you are giving 2 here and then number of trucks 1, and then do the same thing, like always save and then hit create tickets and then hit save. So then this would create 2 tickets for you. So this is always duration of days multiplied by number of trucks. So if you give 2 and 2, it would create 4 tickets for you.
Okay.
So for, do you want to create one ticket? I can just quickly show you how you do that.
Yeah, we could actually create. They called back and we may go back for a couple days later.
Okay.
So could we add those?
Yeah. So you can create it and it will be there. It will flow over to field service. And then whenever you want to dispatch it, you can dispatch it in FO. Like it will be sitting in the non-schedule bucket. So you can use it.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to create, you enter like one, if you want to create just one ticket, enter in these two fields, save, right? And once you save, you can hit create tickets. So you hit
Oh,
this,
okay.
yeah, hit this create tickets. And then hit save again. And then when you go to the tickets tab, you can see that there is a new ticket created, which is in pending status.
Okay, so now
Mm-hmm.
when you just did that, that didn't send a work ticket to my employee, did it?
No. So what this would do is you have field services, right? Yeah, this one here. I will just show you like how it would. So if I sign in, right? And then this is your area, right? So if you go in the ticket, see the ticket which we created, 267471, that is the ticket which we created. and that came over to FO. So this is just now sitting here. So whenever you want to assign it to the operator for an actual job, like if you want to give it to Ronald, what you have to do is take a truck, assign it to him, and then assign the ticket to that guy. And then
is
when
that
you
just,
hit, yeah, go ahead.
Do I just drag and paste that?
Yeah, so what do you have to, I mean, I cannot do it because it is a,
I understand.
It is production, right? So how you can do it is split the screen here, right? Assign, take a truck from here, and if you are giving it to Steven, right? So what you have to do is drag and drop the truck here. And then it would give you this screen where you have to select job one, and then you have to put a time slot. Like if he is going for the job at, say, 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So you can select a time slot, right? And then duration, like 4 hours job or a 3 hours job, right? Put that and then submit. I'm not submitting now. Let's come out of it. Yeah. So then you formed the team, okay? Then you can select that operator and then drag the ticket from here and put it on the operator. And then you would go into the details of the ticket and you would see an East Dispatched checkbox. When you hit that, that's when the SMS will go to the operator. So when you want to actually do this, I mean, if you want any help, you can just give us a call back. I mean, we can do it together if you are doing for the first time.
So that sounds great. Is it the same number that you're on?
Yeah. Just call the help desk, and then they will just tell me. Like then I can call you back. Okay.
Is it your help desk or our own?
It's the Badger help desk. If you want my number, I can give my Badger. I mean, like the direct number, my Badger phone number. So if you want to call me on that, you can call me on 403-589-9995.
403 what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me just give it here. 3-5-8-9-5. Yeah. And my name is Anushree. So you can call me in this number if you need any help, okay?
And what is the time, your guys' working time?
So I'm in MST, so I work from 8 to 5 MST, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, that's good. And what are you Eastern? What are you?
Sorry? Sorry, I did not get that. I live in Calgary.
Oh, in Calgary, okay.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
You're our same time frame. No, maybe you're not. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. We are in the same time. So, yeah.
Okay.
So I'll mark this incident as resolved. But if you need help at any point, just give me a call. Okay.
Okay. So I do need help now. If I wanted to generate a ticket, what do I do? I mean, not a ticket, a job.
Okay. So if you have to generate a job, so we have to go back to the account. So let's go to sales and then accounts, right? And can you pick up the customer? Whom do you want to generate the job for?
Yeah, so you're not going to submit anything, right?
No, I'm not going to submit.
Okay, let's do Farmington Construction.
Yeah, could you enter the name, please? Yeah, that should be fine. Yeah, Farmington, right? Yeah. So. Okay. So what you have to do is you have to go to the opportunity, right? And then hit create opportunity. Like I'm not doing it now because it would just create one. So if
Okay.
you hit create opportunity, you would see a similar kind of screen, okay? Where you have to give the name, then you have to select the sector, market segment, cost center, price book, and then you need to add all the line items here for your job, like hydrovac with one operator, all of that. And once you are done with everything, you can mark this status from open to one. Like if you want to generate a quote and send it to the customer, you get that option. Or if you just want to close it based on your relationship with the customer, you can just mark it as one and select the reason as customer relationship or some, like there are some values in the dropdown. And then that would create a job in the jobs tab.
Can you go back one screen? Okay, can you click car wash again? Now, see the owner, Justin L. Craig, that would now be me, right?
Yeah. But this, I think he has created it and left it here. Yeah. I mean, when you create the opportunity, yeah, it's going to be your name and all the
Oh,
fields are
okay.
going, yeah, all the fields will open up for you. Like it's not editable because it's created by him and he just left it here. Yeah.
Okay, so
So it
honestly, that's enough for me to get started when I get a job, and then Denise and I will go through it and see. Now that I have the opportunity to do all this, I'll myself with Denise or with you. We can make a job when the next one I get.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm
Okay.
in, and I can
Okay.
I'll continue on when I actually get some stuff that we can that we can actually download.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.